What do you picture when you hear the word meek? A little brown mouse? Quiet? Fearful? Running and hiding? Or a glossy black stallion? Powerful and at rest? Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." That word he used, meek, doesn't mean passive, fearful, or easily pushed around. To be meek is to have your power under control, like a well-trained stallion. To be meek is to be willing to submit to God's authority and to give up pushing for your own rights and privileges. The meek person doesn't act superior to others, but treats others with humility and patience as equals before God. This person, Jesus says, will inherit the earth. Not the person who's always showing off their power. The person who submits to God and serves humbly in the work God has for them. Today, ask God to make you meek, to bring your power under His control. You can give up fighting for your place in the world and place your faith in God, confident that He is watching out for you and will protect all that concerns you. Use the moments ahead to practice letting go of your need to prove yourself, to secure your place in the world through what you can say or do. In this time, focus your attention on God and what He has done for you. He has brought you into His family and made you a co-heir with Christ. You don't have to fight to earn that. God is giving it to you. Pray with me. God, all power in heaven and on earth is yours. I confess that sometimes I get afraid and try to feel secure by grasping after my own power. But I know that I am most secure when I'm resting in you and submitting to your will for my life. God, teach me to be meek, to be like Jesus, who did not consider equality with you something to grasp onto, but became a servant. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Notice your hands. How are you holding them? Perhaps they're loose and soft, or perhaps they're just slightly tensed or even clenched into fists. Shake them out and hold them open before God. You are not grasping for the kingdom. You are being given it. Let that message reverberate in you as you breathe quietly here. Before we go on, pause and examine your heart. Are there any sins you've been holding on to, not quite ready to surrender to God? If anything comes to mind, use these moments to talk to God about it. Confess your sins to God. When you confess your sins, God is faithful to forgive. When you recognize your spiritual poverty, you're ready for God to give you the kingdom of heaven. When you lament over your sins, God is ready to comfort you. And when you submit yourself to God, embracing gentleness instead of arrogance, you find that God will supply all your needs. Listen now to the words of Jesus in Matthew 5:5 in the English Standard Version. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Let me read that verse again. As I do, listen for a word or phrase that can particularly speak to you today. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. What did you notice? pause here and reflect with God on what you heard. An inheritance is a gift you receive because of a family connection. You can't earn it or work for it. As a child of God, the whole earth is your inheritance. How does knowing this change the way you experience the world? Listen again to Matthew 5:5 in the Amplified Bible. Blessed, inwardly peaceful, spiritually secure, worthy of respect, are the gentle, the kind-hearted, the sweet-spirited, the self-controlled, for they will inherit the earth. When you surrender to God's control, you give up trying to be the boss of your own life. You admit that you don't know what's best, that you need God. And you find that rather than leaving you weak and empty, this admission leaves you feeling peaceful and secure. What is keeping you from surrendering to God and experiencing this peace today? Those who submit themselves to God will inherit the earth. As a child of God, the earth is your inheritance. And an inheritance isn't just something for you. It's something for the next generation too. How are you stewarding your inheritance for the next generation? Listen one more time to Matthew 5:5 in the New Living Translation. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. There is no better example of what it means to be humble and meek than Jesus himself. Let's spend these last moments learning about meekness by meditating on the character of Christ. In Philippians 2, Paul explains that Christ is the one who shows us how to embrace humility in our relationships. Jesus was fully God, but did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Do you use your gifts and privilege to your own advantage or to serve others? Paul goes on. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Jesus emptied himself so that he might become like us and save us. How can you empty yourself on behalf of others? Being found in appearance as a man, Paul writes, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. The humble are exalted. Have you seen this to be true in your life? At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When you, like Christ, humble yourself and submit to God, you bring glory to God, and you help everyone around you to see the goodness that can be found in Him. Ask God to glorify Himself through you. Pray with me. God, You alone deserve all glory, honor, and power. I confess that sometimes I get afraid and try to feel safe by grasping after my own rights and relying on myself instead of You. But I know that I am most secure when I am resting in You and submitting to Your will for my life. God, teach me to be meek, to be like Jesus, who did not consider equality with You something to grasp onto, but became a servant. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Don't rush off. Let the Holy Spirit fill you and comfort you. As you go, remember that as a child of God, you are under His authority, and you will inherit the earth.